Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, east of Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Two Dat.
And these are the Gorillas.
Just looking out on the day of another dream.
I shouldn't sing. I know the audience does not want that.
All right.
Well. Lo siento to everyone.
Okay.
Good times.
Okay. That was fun.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Good song.
Yeah, man.
Great album.
Okay. So, what do we got first here, Owen? We should introduce the show.
We should.
Yeah.
We should.
So you're Owen. I'm Jake. That was Gorillaz.
Yes.
And this is Two Dat.
Two Dat. Two dudes assorted tunes.
Two Dat.
If you are new to the show and you happen to be listening, first things first, right off the bat, I suppose, we'll be saying it throughout the show, but send us your middle finger. Let us know you love us. Snapchat, mine is Owen Robinette, no punctuation. Garber's is the one true Jake.
Yeah, can you? There you go. Hold on. I got to get my sandwich
setting
out.
Setting up laptops.
No, we're moving laptops so I have room for my sandwich because I didn't have dinner yet.
Either way, if you don't have us on Snapchat, add us on Snapchat. If you do have us on Snapchat, send me a middle finger. Let me know you love me.
And me. And me too.
And Jake. Also Jake.
You can hear my sandwich on air.
Yep. We are professionals, folks. Everyone knows.
Professional.
You Woo! Know it. I know it.
Everybody knows it. All right.
This song kind of caps off Donald Trump's campaign.
I don't believe it.
I think the title says it all.
Yeah.
So
say it ain't so.
Without further ado, say it ain't so.
Good inside.
Okay.
That was Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Say It Ain't So.
So we're Two Dat, Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Yes, correct.
And we've got quite a variety for you today. I say this is a little different in terms of heaviness than what it usually is. But I think everyone will enjoy it.
I think so, too.
I think our audience is versatile.
This is a good sandwich, man.
What is it?
It's a caprese sandwich. It's like tomato and a mozzarella and then like some basil pesto kind of thing.
Yay, lower.
Yeah, good food.
You eating on the radio is definitely quality radio.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You can hear my mouth is going.
Oh, no, I can hear it. Trust me. I'm fortunate enough to both be in the same room as you and also had headphones on that direct the sound of your eating directly to my ears.
That's a good point.
So.
I think like.
Double whammy.
People would rather we talk to them instead of just eat on air.
Usually.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's someone in the world who enjoys that as a radio show, but probably not our listeners.
So, segues are weird.
Segues are weird.
Bo Burnham. So, speaking of talking to people, there's a new song out called That, Talk to Me.
Talk to Me.
By a group we both love.
Oh my gosh.
It's Killer Mike and LP.
Killer Mike and LP.
From Run the Jewels.
Otherwise known as the Super Duo.
Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels. Coming out. Run the Jewels 3. They didn't put out a date yet, right?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
This is the first official song off of Run the Jewels 3.
Absolutely.
There is no clean version out at the moment. We did this. Well, Jake did this himself.
That's me. I did this.
Again, this goes back to the same as the Avalanche song.
Yeah.
We could potentially be the first people in the world to play this song on the radio.
Potentially.
There's a possibility.
Who knows, man? One looks like it's recording, so...
There you go. That's good. That's the other episode didn't record.
Yeah.
So if you know anything counter to that, keep the information to yourself. Let us feel special.
We don't care.
We don't care about your requests.
Nope.
And we don't care about your knowledge.
We are not interested.
Let us enjoy ourselves.
We are not at all interested.
But without further ado.
So yeah, Owen, let's... Oh, by the way, Owen has not listened to this yet.
I've never heard this song, so you're going to get my genuine reaction coming out of this break.
Okay.
So...
Let's do it. Owen?
Here we go.
You ready for it?
Talk to me.
Hit me.
In a waistband, went to war with the devil and Shaitan. He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So high now, hoping that I land on a Thai stick moving through Thailand. On the radio, heard a plane hijack. Government being backed by the crook crack. I'm moving the world of conspiracies. Obey no rules, I'm doing me. Smoke kush transport to the airport. Customs found a joint in my passport. Full cash and I gave him what he asked for. God damn it, it's a moment of America. Small bride made it back into America. Hit Uber and maneuvered out the area. Rhyme animal, pit bull terrier. Rap terrorist, terror, I paired up. Brought gas in the matches to flare it up. Militant Michael, psycho. On any ally or rival. Born black, that's dead on arrival. My job is to fight for survival. In spite of these, all lives matter as white folk.
This is spiritual warfare that you have been dealing with. This is not a fight that you have been dealing with flesh and blood. But this is a fight against principalities and evildoers and unclean spirits.
RTJ3, motherfucker.
Great man, did it die face down in the Vietnam muscle, so I cannot style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back, and I'll while on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? And you say some sanity's quick, tap your phone and I have a file on you. Huh. What me worry now, buddy, I've lost before, so what? You don't care, I'm dumb, motherfucker, I can't be crushed. Office, open the bus up and stop on this kid. Ain't got a mission to star, I'm on par with the best, never took the gig. I'm a super cat from Don Don in the dust, don't bother to touch. I got firm clutch on a grip in a box, I might go fly the tank, take a ride in the bank. Got the son of Rick Rubin, rush a full thrust, don't flash me, this shit a Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause it's smart stuff, we a good crew to fuck with better luck.
I told y'all something, I told y'all something, I told you on RTJ 1, then I told you again on RTJ 2, and you still ain't believing. So here we go.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Okay.
Oh my god.
LP is a freaking production master. I thought the song stopped in the middle there when it cut off with the RTJ3. And I can't say that part because we're on the radio.
Well, yeah.
But, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, mom.
That was a good time. I'm more excited for Run the Jewels 3 now than I was 5 minutes ago. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, that's the best part is that there's going to be at least 8 or 9 other songs coming out.
It's so different, too, than any of the other 2 albums they put out. Like, just that whole beat was so different. Anyone who hasn't listened, Run the Jewels is a great album. Run the Jewels 2, in my opinion, is a little bit better.
I prefer Run the Jewels 1.
I know,
one.
You're the opposite. That's why I had to say it.
No disrespect at all to Run the Jewels 2. No. It is a fantastic album.
But
absolutely.
That's what I'm saying, is that they are both absolutely perfectly high-quality albums.
Mm-hmm.
And
100%.
If you enjoyed that at all, you should listen to them both. But if you enjoyed this next song, then you might also want to listen to them both.
Yeah, man.
So, Jake, what do we got up next?
All right, well, we're going to go to Run the Jewels 2 now. So we're going a little back
moving
in
backwards,
time.
Moving
we
backwards.
We had 3, and then we had 2. And this is featuring someone who I like a lot.
Yeah.
It's Run the Jewels rapping over the wonderful sound of Zach De La Rocha of Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
So this is close your eyes and count to
what?
Run them jewels fast, run them jewels fast, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, run them, slow mo.
Fashion slave, you protested to get in a lookbook. Everything I scribbled like the anarchist cookbook.
Look good, posing in the center for the cookbook.
Black on black on black with a ski mask, that is my crook look. How you like my styling, bruh? Ain't nobody smiling, bruh. About to turn this mother up like Rikers Island, bruh. Where my thuggers and my cripples and my blooders and my brothers. When you gon' unite and kill the police, motherfucker, or take over a jail. Get them COs hell. The burning of that sofa, damn, I love the smell. Blankets and pillow torches, where the f*** the warden? And when you find them, we don't kill them, we just waterboard them. We killing them for freedom, cause they tortured us for boredom. And even if some good was that, f*** the Lord of Sodom.
We out of order, your honor, you out of order. This whole court is unimportant, you f***s are walking corpses. I'm a flip wig synonym, living within distortion. A bite into a cyanide molar before you wars win. I'm a New Yorkie and I'm f***ing for the jump. I wear my Yankees so tilted, I actually walk with a hunt. Look at Mikey, I think he's Mikey. We are sinister sons.
Hey, we the type to preach you with a grin and a grin. Come on, come on.
Spit it disgusting, youngin', and hold your while you gunning. I listened tired of the sentence of my last summer. Now I'll never get that phrase off my brain. It's no wonder I'm here to buy hearts. I got hundreds, honey. The cheaper the parts, the better buy for the money. I'm training, whispering, glistening, waiting for their christening. I know the neighbors can't help but listening. A dirty boy who come down on the side of dissonance. I can't even relax with our sirens off in the distance. Not you, little buddy. This island's a prison. The only silence I have is an act of conjugal visiting.
My solitary conditions preventing conjugal visits. Domain and missing my misses. They keeping me from my chilling conditions. Create a villain. The villain is given vision. The vision becomes a vow to seek vengeance on all the vicious liars and politicians. Profiteers of the prisons. The forehead engravers. Enslavers of men and women. Including members of clergy that rule on you through religion.
So strip your kids to the nude and then tell them God will forgive them.
Run them jewels fast. Run them, run them jewels fast.
Run it,
run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run
can sit my through. My battle status is burning mansions from Dallas to Malibu. Check my resume, your residence is residue. Color a skin job, and my honey dick will backflip for you. You playing God, your eye socket, she gon' rip it too. We sick of bleeding out a tray, spraying victim you. Dumb dying, fill up AK, fucking you. Eclipse in the bottom, we dipping from Gotham. Yes, eclipsed by the shadows of dark dance in the coffin. I'm a fellow with melanin, suspect of a felony. Rip like rock in my law, feds is checking my melody. Less aggressively tested with bomb stretches and penalties. Dumb cases we're facing the cop, please, when we season a pump. We're freezing a dump on you global grand dragons. Still piling fast bus Afghani toe tagging. Now they tracking me, yeah, we busting backseat. The only thing that closed quicker than our caskets be the factory. Running jewels fast, running jewels fast. Running jewels fast, running jewels fast. Running the slow-mo.
All right. See, this is why we all really love RTJ.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. I'm telling you, that production, LP, no one in the game like him.
No, LP remains, you know, including all...
Sorry. So what happens when you eat in the radio.
You know what, Owen? Leave me alone.
I will.
out of all the hip-hop, rap, you know, rap producers out there, you know, Kanye West, you know, Dr. Dre, all, you know, all of them, LP is my favorite.
Oh, of course.
100%. Yeah. You can't beat LP.
No, it's crazy how, like... And if you look it up, there's more in-depth stuff in the story, but, like, Killer Mike was in the game for 10 years before he met LP.
Yeah.
And he said that, like, once they matched up, it was like he found his rap soulmate.
Yeah.
Like, they just clicked, and now he will only work with production that LP is doing. Like, other people can hop on and do guest production, but, like, if LP is not on it, he's not doing it.
He there's a line, I think, I can't remember
it's on
what...
rap music. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No. In it's on Run the Jewels 1, I think. It's I think you have like a, it's something about having a beat that you say is the best, but if LP ain't on it, I ain't, you know.
That's right.
I don't know the line.
We'll find it.
It's him literally rapping about how he will not work with anyone aside from LP.
You just have to listen to Killer Mike's entire discography from Rap Music, Run the Jewels 1 and Run the Jewels 2, and find the lyric and let us know.
It's definitely on Run the Jewels 1.
Well, listen to them all anyway. Let us know.
Yes,
and then,
of course.
You'll thank us later.
Did we play... we played Anywhere But Here, I think, on one of our shows, right? From rap music?
I will have to check.
I don't know if we
have or not, but if we haven't, that is in our future, for sure.
Let me see that for right
but
now.
But in the meantime...
Well, hold on.
Well, I mean, you can check while we do this, but the listeners are here for music.
All right.
More or less.
Okay.
So,
anyway, so
Zach De La Rocha.
Zach De La Rocha from Rocha or Rocha?
I don't know.
I go with. I have a friend whose last name is Rocha, spelled the same way, so
that's
I go with
fine.
That. But anyways, Zach Della something or other from the massively influential Rage Against the Machine, and we figured it would be appropriate.
Yeah.
To do something by, you know,
Rage Against. Run the Jewels back to back. You also go to Zach De La Rocha back to back.
Yeah.
So
it's a fun little sandwich.
There you go. Without further ado, Bulls on Parade.
The earth gets bigger, the tree. weapons, not food, not home, not shoes, not need. Just feed the war cannibal animal. I walk the corner to the rubble that used to be a library. Line up to the mine cemetery now. What we don't know keeps the contract alive and move them. They don't gotta burn the book, they just remove them. While arms warehouses fill as quick as a cell. Rally around the family, pockets full of shell. Rally around the family with a pocket full of shell. They rally out the family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells.
Confirmed, Zach De La Roca.
I'm wrong.
Both my mom and my dad threw it in, so shout out to them for listening.
Well, wait a second. Did they just say it Roca, or do they have it on good authority that it's Roca?
I assume they have it on good authority. They right. both messaged you know me separately. My dad's driving, my mom is not with her, or we're not with him. He said hard C, my mom said hard K sound. Both of those end up like K, so I'm assuming Zach De La Roca.
Wikipedia doesn't have pronunciation.
Of course not, but...
No, sometimes they do. Yeah. All right.
Fine. Also, apparently, shout out to Madlib and Peanut Butter Wolf for being
Madlib, yeah.
Madlib, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Peanut Butter Wolf, neither of us have heard, but we will in the future.
Nope. Well, yeah, in the future.
Yes.
Anyways.
Also, Stones Throw Records. Which is MF Doom, which we should throw on the show at some point.
Oh, we should totally not tonight. Do that. No, we have a playlist already done for time.
Well, yeah, of course. So... For those who don't know, just in case we have any new listeners who aren't hip to what we do.
Welcome,
first off. But second off, send us a Snapchat, you know. Send up those middle fingers. Let us know you love us. Let us know you're listening. I'm Owen Robinette. No punctuation.
I'm the one true Jake on Snapchat. We are.
So, yes. Yeah, show us some love. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you care.
Speaking of stuff, you can listen
Good segue.
Thank you. You can listen to our previous episodes on online at wjrh.org/ripharambe.
Woo!
So go check that out if you feel like it.
Nips out for Harambe.
Yeah, fingers out.
Fingers out. Well, new phrasing. Thanks to our buddy Peter.
Oh, yes.
Should we talk about that later in the show? I definitely want to talk about that before.
Okay, we'll do that later. We can do that later.
All right.
Right now, I think it's public service announcement time.
Not quite. We have a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay,
we have one more song and then we're going
to
cut.
Oh, no, hold up. We started late.
Yeah. We have one more song and then we're going to cut to public service announcements.
Okay, we'll do that.
Because I think that's a good half show split. So, okay.
Works for me.
What do we got up next, Jake?
Yeah, we got one of my favorite bands, and so far... In my, I guess, relatively short life, but I've been to a lot of concerts. My favorite concert that I've ever been to. I phrased that totally wrong, but, like, you know what I'm saying.
I got you.
Out of all the shows I've gone to, this was by far my favorite. Edging out Paul McCartney, who held the title for a while. But it's Cage the Elephant. They didn't play this song, but I do like this song a lot. So we're going to play it. And it's from their debut album, their self-titled debut album. Which is just a solid album.
Oh, it's great.
Whew.
I mean, most of you guys, most of you guys will know Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Yeah, Ain't No, yeah, that one, but that's on there.
Also, if you know us, you know that we're not really going to play that on the radio.
Well, we could.
It's a little overplayed.
We could play it, though.
Maybe one day, but today is not that day.
That's fair enough. I can agree to that. We should get a clean version of In One Ear.
Yes. Oh yeah, we should.
That's really dirty.
It's also a great song, though.
Yeah, but so it needs to be played. All right, anyways, this is not that song. It's Soil to the Sun. Yeah, here we go. All right, I'm done with my sandwich, and we are done with half of our show.
That's right. Almost right at the exact halfway mark, too, so that's not bad.
Woo. There goes that.
Yep.
I'll pick that up later.
All right, and you know what that means. It's time for our station tag, and then also a little bit of fun.
Yeah, we have a game. But first, you're listening to WJRH.
104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio. Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Toodat.
Toodat! Two dudes assorted dudes.
So, as most of our weekly listeners know, about a halfway point in the show means we have to comply to FCC regulations, and that means you get some fun PSAs.
Yeah.
So for those who weren't with us last time, we found a stack of promotional discs, I suppose, and a folded origami bird.
Apparently. There's a paper crane here. I don't know why. Yeah,
that's
new. I don't know what it was doing in there, but we have one, so I guess.
But yeah. We found...
Weird.
We found a stack of promotional PSA stuff, and so we decided, let's have some fun, let's mix it up a little bit, get something new going, so we don't read the same PSAs every week.
We always like to have fun here.
And so we mixed them up.
Here at 2Dat.
One of us will randomly pick a PSA. We've never seen these before. Nope. Most of them are unopened.
That's correct.
So this is the first time anyone's seen them before.
Also correct.
And we're just going to read them on the fly. Mm-hmm. So, Garber, mix them up. Let me pick one.
Alrighty. Okay. Alright, they're vertical on the table.
Which is a weird
arrangement. You can flip through them like that, yeah. Okay, right. You got one. What do we got?
Together, we can solve hunger.
Okay, open it up and
featuring
see what we got.
Britney Spears and Blake Shelton.
Oh, God.
Quite the combo.
Wow.
Good. Oh, listen to that.
You can hear it being unsealed.
Opening.
Look at that.
All amazing. Right.
No, we don't need the disc.
No, because you got to know who's on this. Oh. And when. So, celebrity PSAs, Blake Shelton, except, okay, this is spelled Black Shelton. I swear to God,
wait, Black Shelton.
Look at this. Confirm.
Confirm, okay. Wow, no, yeah, that's...
Black Shelton and Britney Spears.
B-L-A-C-K Shelton.
Granted, the first side says Blake, but the disc says Black.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
So who else is on this disc?
I wonder what Black Shelton has to think about this.
I guess we'll have to load this up some point and find out.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out.
But there's also Kelly Clarkson, Rachel Ray, and Josh Groban.
Oh.
So this is an interesting PSA. Not too much to read here, but that's all right.
All right, what does it say?
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 kids in America, 15 million children, struggle with hunger?
I did.
That's because you read these all the time.
No, I don't, and I just knew that.
You just knew 15 million right off the top of your head.
I mean... All right, maybe half. I knew the 1 in 5.
Okay.
Okay, and yes, I guess because I read that. I haven't read this specific one, though.
Feeding America's nationwide network of local food banks, together sourcing and distributing more than 3 billion meals to people in need.
That's good.
FeedingAmerica.org. Go to FeedingAmerica.org, find locally where you can donate, and thank you to the Ad Council for this wonderful, wonderful PSA. And a special shout-out to Black Shelton for loaning his time to raise awareness about hunger.
Black Shelton, man. Yeah.
So, this one's out.
Throw it away. All right, my eyes are closed. Owen?
Let me mix them up.
Okay, mix them up.
So, how are you all today? You having a good time?
You talking to me or the listeners?
Talking to the listeners.
Okay.
Do a little bit of call and response.
Okay,
you know.
Okay. What are they responding with?
I think most of them had a good day, you know.
Okay.
Some of them are in their little down period. It happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in like a middle down, kind of down, but it's all good. The show is fun. Garber, pick a PSA.
Okay, all right, let's find them. Where are we going?
Nope. Okay. I'm like slowly moving them away from his hand, so that's a good time.
Oh, come on. You suck.
Yeah, visual gags are great for audio radio.
Oh, this is a thick one.
Yeah, no, go for
it. All right, okay. Ooh, all right, let's see. What do we got here? Okay, there's a vaguely ethnic-looking kid on the cover.
That?
It's wearing headphones. And it's, well, look, they got diversity, man. It's all good.
I mean,
it's all good. It's all good. He says it says he won't hear what you don't play. Excuse me, my voice is a little hoarse. I don't know what this means, but let's find out. You won't hear what you don't play. All right, we don't need this CD.
All right, I want to see if there's any special guests.
I don't think so.
They're not.
Alrighty.
Except for Dad. Dad's guest on here. 30-second spot from Dad.
Oh,
and
nice.
A 60-second shot about straight talk.
Oh.
Don't want to know what that means.
I'm not interested. Okay, we all have to do our part to keep America strong. Oh, first, it's your public service director.
Oh, that's me. As of now.
Okay. So, dear Owen, we all have to do our part to keep America strong. Men, citizens, and non-citizens. No, wait, hold on. I read that wrong.
This sounds like the start to a Donald Trump speech.
Men, citizens, and non-citizens living in America must register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday. It's the law. Apparently, it's an exclamation point.
I'm not sure if I did that.
I think it does when you had to
for financial aid. I think I had to.
I think it does that when you register to vote also.
Fair enough.
Anyways, it's one of the civic responsibilities every young man inherits as an adult. By registering, he stays eligible for college loans and grants. Yep, there you go.
So I had to.
Okay. Job. Oh, crap. There's like the
Thanks,
little CD
Uncle
thing.
Sam.
There's a little CD thing like in,
stuck
the,
in the, way.
The tray blocking the thing. Okay. Job training, I think it says, and federal jobs. Many states and municipalities have similar reciprocal eligibility.
Beautiful.
Requirements for benefits. As a communicator, this is to you,
Owen.
Please do your part. Help young men be aware that it is important to register with Selective Service. Help remind them to be smart, register on time,
online at www.sss.gov. It's easy enough to remember, I guess. Or pick up a registration card at any post office. We thank you in advance for your assistance.
And you're welcome in the back end.
And there that goes.
And so, also, I just also want to throw out, there's a 60-second spot on this disc that's just straight up called Forget About It. Swear to God, one word.
We can play it. You want to play it?
No, I don't want to play it.
I kind of want
to
play it.
All right, fine. This will be our third PSA.
All right.
You're going to listen to Forget About It.
Okay.
In the meantime, I just want to say special thank you to Uncle Sam for trying to send me to war.
Let's see. What track is it?
I don't know. It doesn't have titles, yeah.
Hold on. Oh, we have Spanish language. You want to do one in Spanish language?
Spanish language?
Yeah.
Is Forget About It in Spanish? Because I really want to hear how they say Forget About It.
Okay, all right. Hold on. So, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So, while Garber counts that,
It's track 14.
Okay, never mind.
They're not numbered. They're just listed, which is super unhelpful.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to skip around. Is this the Forget About It?
Yeah, hold
on. All right, so here's your third PSA of the night. Special thanks to the...
What did I say, 14?
Yeah, 14.
Okay, ready?
Special thanks to the government.
Here we go.
19. Well, look at Mr. Push-Ups. What are we getting in shape for?
Selective service. 20.
This is great.
No one's ever said that.
You know, it's the law. We have to register when we turn 18.
Dude, no push-ups. You only need your mobile phone. You just have to register. There's no fitness.
Really?
No. You're not joining the military. It's just a database.
Huh. So...
video games have trained your fingers enough. Just go to sss.gov and get registered.
That's interesting music.
sss.gov.
I don't know what the point of that was. That was just on the track there.
I mean, sss.gov, but also...
oh, wait. Hold on. That's the next one. We can pause that. Okay.
I think they didn't say forget about it one time. Yeah, I'm really disappointed.
That's interesting.
Well...
all right, well,
I'm glad that you all got exposed to that, but,
yeah, I guess.
I think...
so that's what that was.
I think that's exactly what that was. So I think it's time to switch to... back to a little bit of music.
I'm totally fine with that.
So, as the PSA just said, you don't have to do push-ups if you want to join the Selective Service. It's just a database. You're not signing up to be in the military.
So you can do it in your sweatpants.
That's right.
Wonder why Gambino got the game. Half tie thicky, all she wanna do is bang. Got a head done, French braids, now she ASAP. Bino so insensitive, she asking why you say that. I'm chillin', real quiet, feeling. Rich kid, paint me as a villain. Still spittin' that cash flow, DJ Khaled. I got penthouse on both coasts, PH balance. Real, I rep those. Why though? Cause I said so. Deep in that Pepto, I got five on it like Ben Folds. I got more tail than that Petco. You faker than some sweet and low. Yeah, you got some silverware, but really, are you eating though? Are you eating though? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner's for beginners, you ain't even know. Never catching cases, why they faces look so EMO. Watch a hater hate me, wanna play me like a piano. My architect, no Japanese. Yo, girl, she Japanese. No hands like soccer teams. Yo, boys like Socrates. You ain't Japanese. Nah. You ain't looking like me. Nah, I ain't checking ID. But I found some with no problem. Tell them problem. I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning. I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning. Rich kid, paint me as a villain. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Better than you doing you, you. Get what you want.
Different color my passport. Instagram my stack load. Hashtag my day wear. And your girl drank my daycare. And I'm born rich, life ain't fair.
Silver spoon, boom.
Nobody sicker in my Fisker. Boom, ho, ain't nobody. Fiskers don't make noise when they start up, just so you know.
Top of the holy totem. Rich forever, a million was not the quota. My father owned half the MoMA and did it with no diploma. Year off, got no rules. Tripping off of them toadstools. More green than my Whole Foods, and I'm too fly. Jeff Goldblum got a glass house in the Palisades. That AKA white hood, OKKK. Furniture custom, you shop at IKEA. So Maserati, you whipping the Kia. Spending this money is longer than near. Live like a Coppola, me and Sophia. Waking up broke, man, wouldn't want a beer. Friends with the dope man. Man, bring a girlfriend, man. Trouble when I see her. On a monopia. Oh, I got my cool on.
Tell him, man.
I'm winning, so they had to dump the Gatorade. Now I don't give a fuck about my family name. Why?
Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Better than you doing you. You get what you want.
All right.
Why?
Yeah.
So, because I have to go on this rant every time he's on the show, that was Sweatpants by Childish Gambino, Trash Mangino, a.k.a. Don Glover, a.k.a. the dude from Community, a.k.a. the dude from Atlanta, a.k.a. the comedian, a.k.a. just one of my favorite people of all time.
Owen likes Donald Glover a lot.
Don Glover is my favorite celebrity, hands down, by far. There is no one who matches up with him. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Check out literally everything he's ever done, because they're all gold.
But yeah, we played Bonfire last week.
And that's right.
We were just rapping the entire thing, like, just in the booth, like we were just doing for Sweatpants.
Perfect. We're doing that, but perfect exactly. Segue, because I really want to talk about this on the show. This last weekend, we have a friend. Our friend's name is Peter.
Oh, boy.
Peter.
He has a show.
Yeah, he has a show, actually.
I forget when it is.
It's Sunday nights at 7. Yeah. Sunday nights at 7. Yeah. He does Peter's Punk Power Hour.
Peter's Punk Party Power Hour. No, it's Peter's Punk Party Power Hour.
Okay. A lot of P's. Point is, alliteration is fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, Peter's one of our favorite people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very distinctive style.
He's interesting.
He's great. So we decided, as a group, we were going to have a get-together where everyone dresses up as Peter.
Yep.
And it was a great time.
Yeah.
So, woo. Peter's outfit, just so you guys know, basically, white t-shirt, flannel, tight pants.
Really tight pants.
Really tight pants. Like, I don't ever want to wear those pants again. Those were tight pants, but like, actually, my butt kind of looked good, so maybe I'll wear them again some other time.
It's like cut-off circulation kind of tight.
But it does look good.
Yeah.
As
well,
my mom put it, he dresses like a lesbian. So, it's like a good time. Peter's a great dude, and he's a ton of fun. And if you guys know him, give him a high five next time you see him on campus. Don't tell him why, because he doesn't listen to this show, probably.
I don't think so.
But give him a high five next time you see him, because we love him. But we normally don't decide this ahead of time, but because this picture is just too great, there's a picture of me from the party in my Peter outfit, and that's going to be our thumbnail, so check that out. I'm not going to tell you what it looks like. You just got to take a look for yourself.
Perfect.
But yeah,
alrighty.
Peter, we love you.
Anyway, we do love Peter.
We do.
Oh God, he's a very interesting, wonderful person.
Yeah.
But we have more music to get to.
We do.
I was saying before how I went to a Cage the Elephant show.
Yep.
And this was the other big show that I went to this summer, because I don't know, I spend my money.
You have fun.
Too freely.
You have
but anyways,
time.
It was a great time. I saw Tame Impala.
Oh.
This is the first Tame Impala song that that we're playing on the show, I think. I was also listening to quite a bit of Tame Impala after I left the party. It was a good time.
Of course.
I had a wonderful time with Tame Impala. And yeah.
Yeah, you did.
So this is
three cheers to Tame Impala. That's what I did when he left the party.
All right. This is my favorite Tame Impala song, like, out of all of the ones that they've done. They have 3 albums worth and a live album and I think a few EPs as well. And this is the first song on their first album, because they just started off really strong. It has one of my favorite bass lines.
And then stayed strong.
Oh, hell yeah. It's such a good song. It's called It's Not Meant to Be, from the album Inner Speaker. Let's check it out.
much.
Honestly, I hadn't listened to much Tame Impala before this year.
Yeah,
but I love them.
They're one absolutely one of my favorite bands, and like psychedelic music from any era.
Of course,
I'm a huge fan of, and Tame Impala Tame Impala is most definitely the leader of new psychedelic music. I think 100%. They're far beyond
anyone else, I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's. Oh man. Whew. Anyway, we've gotten way spaced out on our show here.
Yeah,
we're gonna bring things back in a little bit.
We're running over a little bit, but our fans don't mind. Well, hopefully the people on our show.
We're good.
People at the show after us, I don't think mind too much, hopefully. Yet. So that's good. But we got something good coming up. We got an artist we've never played on the show before.
But we really should.
We really should. Mm-hmm. I love him.
He doesn't like us though. No, he took way too long to give us more stuff. We were like, dude, we want more stuff. And he's just like, okay, wait, never mind.
He took too long.
Wait, never mind.
And then...
Wait, never mind.
I'm not... and this is blasphemous, but I'm not a huge fan of his new stuff compared to his first album. And it's not bad, it's just not the same, which I shouldn't have expected because he's constantly evolving. Nostalgia Ultra is way different than Channel Orange.
We're talking about Frank Ocean.
If you couldn't guess from the title of the album.
From my anger at being forced to wait longer and longer.
But Nostalgia Ultra is a very different mixtape than Channel Orange is an album. And Blonde is a very different album than Channel Orange. But Channel Orange was a near perfect album. And so I wanted it to be more of Channel Orange, and it wasn't. And it's not bad. It's just not what I wanted. So I need to just have an adjustment period that 2 months still hasn't satisfied for me.
Okay.
So
I'm personally a giant fan of Nostalgia Ultra.
It's great. It's so good.
Honestly, probably my favorite thing he's put out.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to play something.
This is off of Nostalgia Ultra.
It is, in fact. Actually, yes. So it's not from his new thing.
No.
So we're going to go to my favorite of his releases, in fact.
There we go.
It's called Novocaine. Here we go. Frank Ocean. Wait. Okay, now we're going to play Frank Ocean. Nope, I lied.
You're right. It's just, look, we got to make sure the moment is perfect.
Exactly.
And right now,
no.
The moment is just not there yet.
Yeah, no, I know. Hold on. All right.
We're ready.
Okay.
Okay, now.
I think I started something. I got what I wanted. And I can't feel nothing superhuman, even when I'm Viagra popping every single record, auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow, stripper booty in a rack, like wow, brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste of Novocaine, baby? Baby, Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen for breakfast. Yikes, bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary sh-. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack, like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feel, and I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. Quite like what I found in you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste of Novocaine, baby, baby? Novocaine,
All the pretty girls involved with me and making pretty love to me. Pretty, pity, pity.
I love you, man. Frank Ocean. Even when you disappoint me.
Oh, man.
Dude. So smooth.
Yeah. That's on. I don't. All right.
You don't have words.
I don't know a lot about Frank Ocean. Yep. I've listened to a decent amount of his music.
Yep.
I'm not like a Frank Ocean scholar by any stretch. But I think that's my favorite of his songs.
Yeah, no, that's probably fair.
You picked it out to put it on the playlist. This was not my idea. I'm really glad you picked that.
I also love Lost and Bad Religion off of
Bad Religion. Orange. Bad Religion
is a great song.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Nice to keep moving.
Another song actually that you picked out to put on here that I'm very happy you picked.
Oh, I love this song so much. I love this band, honestly.
This album title works for our show last week.
It does, but the vibe did but not.
No, absolutely.
But yeah, no. This band, you'll guess what band it is before I'm done talking, obviously. But my favorite album by them is White Blood Cells. Arguably, for most people, Elephant is objectively their best album.
Elephant is my favorite.
I don't disagree that it's a better album. But White Blood Cells, for me, it's a mix of nostalgia and just the fact that I love... It feels like it was made
in a garage.
It's got that nostalgia ultra, but it feels like it was made in a garage just by two people who were just, like, jamming around and then just came out with, like, a masterpiece. That's what White Blood Cells feels like.
Yeah, they were just like, hey, this sounds good. Let's give it to people.
And, like, the flow of the album is incredible. The flow of most of their albums are incredible.
Yeah.
But
I think sometimes they go on a little bit long.
Sometimes.
Very occasional. I think Icky Thump went on
a Icky little Thump was, bit that was too the long. One I was thinking of
a
too.
A little
That's
bit
the one
too
I was
long.
Thinking of as well. Icky Thump was, I mean, at that point they kind of just like, I think they kind of checked out. Jack White was ready to do other stuff and they were just ready to move on, I think.
That being said, I do still enjoy Icky Thump.
Oh no, Icky Thump's not a bad album. Yes. It's just not their best.
Correct, correct.
If you couldn't guess, we're talking about the White Stripes.
I thought we were talking about Oasis.
Oh. See, and here I thought we were talking about Blur. So I guess we're all just messed up.
Well, damn it.
Well, you know, we're in denial.
Anyway, let's twist it.
Yep.
If you think that a kiss is on the lips, come on, you got it all wrong, man. And if you think that our dance was all in the hips, oh well, then do the twist. If you think holding hands is all in the fingers, grab hold of the soul where the memory lingers, and make sure to never do it with a singer, cause I'll tell everyone. Call everyone that you know and ask them.
right. The Nile Twist, White Stripes.
That's a fun one.
Whew.
Get Behind Me, Satan.
Yeah.
I think that's probably my third favorite. White Blood Cells, Elephant, Get Behind Me, Satan. Then not probably their self-titled album. Then Icky Thump, then Dish Still.
The Steel.
Yeah,
the one I've listened to the least. It literally means the style in like Dutch or something.
It's the one I've listened to the least.
Anyways. All right, Owen, I'll let you introduce this last song.
So, Garber has been listening to a lot of Outkast lately.
I have not gotten to this yet. Aquamini and
Stanktonia
and honestly also
AT Aliens?
Yeah.
AT Aliens is a good one.
Yeah. So, for me, what I've listened to, Aquamini, AT Aliens, Stanktonia. But they're all really close. Interesting. They're all really close.
So, anyways, my favorite... No, don't apologize. They're all great albums. Outkast is great. So, later in their career, Andre 3000, Big Boy, decided they wanted to try out doing their solo records. So, they did a double album. Speakerbox and The Love Below. Speakerbox being Big Boy's album, and The Love Below being Andre 3000.
That's the one with Roses and Hey Ya. Two of their biggest songs.
My personal opinion, Big Boy's side is actually better overall than Andre 3000. I think Andre 3000 is a great artist, but I think Big Boy just like his style appeals more to me. So this is the opening song to Speakerbox.
Which is Big Boy's half.
It's the first half of the album.
Yes.
And I mean, I just love it. It's not really a divergence. It just kind of falls into the theme of like what the show is going. But you know, sometimes you just gotta sit back and listen to a little bit of ghetto music. So yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, man, I like it. That was good. I will definitely have to get to the speaker box Love Below soon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, you know what we should do? We should play as much as possible. We should do like one Outkast song a show.
I'm down.
All right.
I mean, we've been doing one Childish Gambino, one Outkast. I'm cool with those.
You know what, dude? Notes for the future, man.
Notes for the future.
Anyways, we're more than out of time.
Way past out of time. So yeah, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, East Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Two Dat.
Two Dat. Two Dudes Assorted Dudes. So thank you. Tune in next week. Goodbye.
Wait.